for the Remy Bolts mock draft for the NFL.
Music.
Get out your pencils and good stuff, and that's a good.
I'm ready.
At the number one, I, Remy Bolts, take the New York Jets out of the Northeast. Number two, Remy takes Oakland from California.
Remy, hold on. That's not how it works. A mock draft traditionally works like you will pick a player that you think that team who already has that slot, one, right. Two, three, four, five, will pick.
Yeah, a team takes a player.
Based on need.
No, draft teams.
Oh. No wonder my publication had been moving the past few years.
Yeah, everybody knows the draft order. We just
okay,
don't know.
Okay, well, I did that, too. I did it the player way, too. I wasn't sure which way it went.
All right, give us the players.
At the number one pick, the Jets are going to take Ross Verba, offensive lineman from Iowa.
Really?
Huh.
Who refuses to sign with them because of some stuff, and then he signs with the Carolina Panther. Gentlemen, New Orleans trades back up with Oakland to get the number two pick that they originally had, and then trades that pick to Carolina for Ross Verba. Number three, Seattle surprises the entire field by utilizing the strategic element of the unexpected, and my friend, they pass.
That's ridiculous.
And they do this because they're distraught over the early taking of Ross Verba. Number four, Baltimore, envious of Seattle's crafty preemptive move, trades up for their pass. So now Seattle goes at number four again, and since they didn't get Ross Verba, who they planned to build their offense around, they take the next best thing, Marcellus Wiley from Columbia, which they immediately start building around.
That's ridiculous.
At number five, Detroit takes Jamie Sharper, the impressive, from Virginia.
The impressive.
And number six, St. Louis trades down with Tampa Bay, who forgets to take a player, so they are out of it.
How do they forget?
No, they're not going to forget to take a player.
Number seven, the New York Giants trade this pick to New Orleans for one Ross Verba. At number eight, gentlemen, you're marking these down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Number eight, this is the pick that Tampa Bay traded to St. Louis for the number six pick. So now this is St. Louis's pick.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Louis, in all the confusion, repeats the mistake of Tampa Bay and forgets to take a player, so they are out of it.
What do you mean they're out of it?
Out of the first round or what?
Out of the first round.
Okay.
At number nine and ten, Arizona and Oakland both take Jim Druckenmiller from Virginia Tech.
They both take him.
Then trade that pick to each other.
What?
Jeez. I'm lost.
Boy.
There's your top ten of the Remy Bolts mock NFL draft.
All right, just a couple of things. Now, I'm not a draft expert, but every mock draft I've seen has this... Yes. Has this Ross...
Sorry about that.
Has this Ross Verba character as like a third-round pick.
Well, I don't know. My scout said he was a good man.
And then they'll run out and get a haircut just like all those fringe chicks have. Have you seen so many haircuts like that? I went to the movie.
I got to tell you, I've never watched that show, so I don't know. All this friend stuff is just going right over my head. I've never watched it.
Went to the movie.
And I'm not going to start.
Went to the movie the other night, and there was a girl in front of me. And I said, hey, you got one of those friends haircuts. She goes, oh, yeah, I do. You notice, huh?
What is it? What does it look like?
Just real Courtney Cockish and all that, you know. You know?
Courtney Cockish?
Yeah, Cockish, whatever. You know what I mean?